We have done pretty good, I would have to say. We're officially out of drought right now in the Bryan-College Station area. There's only a few pockets in the Brazos Valley that are still having issues. The rainfall totals are pretty much right at normal. We're just a half inch below, which is really close enough. That's 2 years of near normal rainfall, and so that's been enough to really bring us out of the drought of 2011.
And where are the pockets that are still struggling in the Brazos Valley?
The worst area is the area west of Brenham, between, say, Brenham and LaGrange, Columbus, that area. There are lots of areas where stock tanks really haven't filled up, but those are still down about half full. And, of course, we're still waiting for Lake Somerville to fill up also. That's the largest water supply reservoir in the area, and it hasn't fully recovered yet.
And how is Texas overall doing?
Overall, we are less than 50% of the state in drought. That's the first time since late December of 2010. But it's really kind of variable across the state. East Texas on the whole has done very well. Most of West Texas is doing poorly. And the worst areas are around Wichita Falls, around the Panhandle area, and parts of South Texas.
And how many years in total has Texas and the Brazos Valley been in drought?
Well, officially, this is now 3 years plus for the current drought. But some areas didn't really recover from the 2008-2009 drought. So if you really look at the past 6 years, five out of six have been dry, and you can consider that to be one long drought episode, especially in places like West Texas. You know, places like Lake Meredith near Amarillo has been around 1% of its capacity for a while, you know, ridiculously low reservoir levels. And those reservoirs take a long time to recover. They don't really do it in West Texas with normal rainfall. You need to have a flood to produce a lot of runoff. And we've been getting normal rainfall. You know, for good or bad, we haven't had very much flooding in the past few years.
Okay, and how many inches of rain total did the Brazos Valley area receive?
We got between 35 and 50 inches of rain. The official station at Easterwood Airport picked up 39.35 inches.
And what's the average fall for this area?
Normal would be just about right at 40 inches for the year.
Okay, so that's not bad.
Right.
Are there any signs for how things might turn out next year?
For the second time during this drought, I'm optimistic. It didn't work out too well last time I was optimistic, but you can't lose them all. We've got most of the forecast for the Pacific Ocean with El Nino and La Nina saying things will stay neutral for the rest of this winter and tend toward an El Nino-type situation next winter. And El Nino is when it's especially warm in the tropics, and we tend to be wet and cool. So wet and cool means lots of water, lots of runoff, and good conditions for drought recovery. So we'll see if all those dominoes fall in place.
Okay, and how is rainfall this year? I don't know, this might be outside of your jurisdiction. It might be a question for the Texas AgriLife Extension, but has it had a big effect on our local crops or pecans, blackberries, and stuff like that?
The rainfall this year has been generally very good in this area for crops. We didn't have any really extended dry periods. We sort of started out kind of dry during the spring, so we were late getting started. But the summer wasn't exceptionally hot, and we did have rain at times throughout the summer. So overall, it's been a good agricultural year.
And would you say that we've recovered? Has the land recovered from all the fires that we had?
The first problem with fires is excessive runoff, and that can occur during the first few months after a fire. So we're long past that. And beyond that, fire is a renewal mechanism, so it helps really helps the natural grasses grow. And so as far as the pastures and forage, yeah, we've had very good recovery from the fire. Probably better recovery from the fire than from the places that didn't have fire that got overgrazed, because you lose a lot of the perennials and a lot of the seeds are gone. On the other hand, with the cold weather we've been having, we could have some fire danger in West Texas this winter and spring because we had decent rains in many areas. There is a lot of dead grass out there that is potential fuel for fires.
And do you have any other thoughts about the coming year?
No, there's not really anything pointing the needle in one direction or another pretty very strongly. So that, based on how Texas's environment's responded in the past, that probably means mild or no drought in East Texas and continued water supply problems in West Texas.